Welcome to Water Talk with Paul the Waterman, brought to you by Water Pros. Paul the Waterman is Colorado's expert on all things related to the water we use and drink in our homes. Have you ever thought about where your water actually comes from? Is it safe to drink? Is it harmful to my health, my skin, my hair? Paul the Waterman knows water, and he has the answers. Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Water Talk. Now here's your host, Scott Watley, and owner of Water Pros, Paul the Waterman.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
And we'd like to welcome you to Water Talk, brought to you by Water Pros. 303-862-5554 is the number that will get you cool, clean water. Paul the Waterman joins us in studio once again.
Happy Friday.
In his Water Pros hat, which I do not own one.
You want one? I'll get you one. Will you wear it?
Yeah, I'll wear it.
Okay.
Every show.
Every Friday.
Every show
All
I'll
right,
wear
I'm, it. You get one next Friday.
All right.
I can get one for Charlie.
I'll bring you a Sportsman of Colorado hat.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. People will be able to see you because it's in the Hunter Orange.
Ooh, you know? Yeah. So. Okay, well, hey.
How's your week?
Man. This has been an exciting week. I want to start out by saying I'm glad we don't live in Greeley. Have that stinky, smelly water.
You could be blindfolded if somebody can be a passenger and you can tell when you hit the city limits with the windows down.
Right, exactly. The whole Greeley, well, you know, it's an agricultural community. It's that's called fresh country air, Scott.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So,
absolutely.
So what happened, let's just jump right into it. And then we got a regular water report, well water report that we're going to go over. It's got problem water.
Okay.
So I think that would really help, you know, how do you solve this issue? Okay.
So what's going on in Greeley?
So it's bad monitoring by the city. If you really look at everything, Greeley, it's called Boyd's Lake in the state, believe it or not, of Colorado. Colorado Water Quality Control Division, Department of Public Health and Environment, has a step-by-step process that these municipalities are supposed to do to help monitor algae bloom. So we're in the peak of algae bloom season. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Late summer to early fall.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what happens is before bloom season, just remember this. This is from the state. So I'm going to read you. This is an official government document from the state of Colorado's Department of Public Health and Environment, okay?
All right.
This is serious stuff here.
Okay.
Okay. So, before bloom season even starts, be prepared by ordering a cannon toxin test kit. And so this allows you to go out and do a field test to evaluate the source and treatment options and developing a monitoring response and communication plan. So before the season even starts, you should have all your ducks in a row.
Hmm.
Okay. During bloom season, it's typically late summer through early fall, so you didn't know that.
No.
We're in the heart of it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Visually inspect source waters for algae blooms at least weekly during bloom season. So you know what that means. You have to go out and take a look at it.
Right.
Right. So see, well, gosh, there's some algae there, I think.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Gomer.
Okay. Then taste and odor events, shorter filter runs, and changes in source water quality may indicate a bloom. Now, it says right here, taste and odor events. So what happened in Greeley? They had a taste and odor event, right, because of the bloom.
Right.
So I think it's safe to say that the city of Greeley didn't follow and weren't prepared in step one.
Sounds like it.
Right? Okay, step two. Now, this is from the official state of Colorado document still. Okay. Step two, field screen for blue and green algae immediately after observing a bloom. So that means, Scott, when you see it.
Right.
Okay. Immediately after observing a bloom, use microscopic examination or psychocyan analyzers, if available, or use a jar and a stick test.
Okay. Now they're getting on my level.
Right.
A jar and a stick.
Yes. And field identification guide for the presence of blue-green algae. So in other words, you put it in a glass jar, you open up your book, look at the picture, and see if the two are similar.
Okay.
Okay. Which could produce this. Now, blue-green algae is poisonous as these cannon toxins. Continue examination at least weekly during bloom presence. Okay. If blue-green algae is present, go to step three.
Okay.
Step three.
From the official document.
From the official document of the Colorado Water Quality Control Division. It's the division of the Department of Public Health and Environment.
All right.
Step three. Monitor raw water intake for cannon toxins using a field test or source drinking water immediately after identifying blue-green algae, but at least weekly during the presence. You can use field tests for finished drinking water. Check this out. By freezing it and thawing it three times. This is step three.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, seriously, folks, what happened was is that the city of Greeley failed to monitor, all right, the water reservoir that this, you know, their drinking water was coming from, which is Boyd Lake.
I think there was something a year or so ago about this with pets, like not letting your dogs, you know, get in these lakes.
Cattle,
and
livestock,
and different
too.
Things like that.
That's
yeah,
right. Livestock.
It was poison.
Absolutely correct. So what has happened is by not monitoring this, they weren't paying attention. Okay, let me say this. Government agencies, I got a great analogy, Scott. This is going to really blow you away that okay. I thought of this, okay?
People should hit the recorders right now.
Everybody, right now, okay? Get your phones to the radio and hit record. Scott, we have health insurance, right?
Right.
Okay. So no matter the amount of health insurance that we have, we still have to be our own advocate for the quality of health that we get.
Sure.
Okay. So you pay a water bill, right? But you still have to be your own advocate for the quality of water that you get, even though you pay a water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
That's why you have a point of use reverse osmosis drinking water system supported by a whole house water softener because you took that responsibility, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. So
and you convinced me to do that.
That's right. So what I'm saying, folks, is that you can't rely on a government agency to do anything because they're humans. And a lot of these government agencies that are in charge are non-elected. So they get a job, and they got that job, and they're going to keep that job until they retire because government offers really good health benefits and really good retirement packages. Mm-hmm. So they're going to stay there. And it's really tough for someone, unless they're just falling asleep every single day at the desk, for them to lose that job. So we're relying on human beings to basically monitor the quality, you know, this algae bloom problem. If it was monitored properly, that's why we read the first three steps. And the state of Colorado even puts it on paper what to do. And we still had that issue. So the analogy of, you know, having your health insurance and it's still up to you, it's the same thing with your water quality. You pay for the water bill, but it's up to you. That's why everybody should have a point of use reverse osmosis drinking water system. In a lot of cases, you want to support that with a water softener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the water's too hard for the ROs to function properly. Okay, so let's continue to this issue here. This came directly from Greeley and it's the website. Greeley's water remains safe to drink, consume, irrigate, and use. City water utility staff are working to reduce a temporary earthy or algae-like taste and odor. So chlorine is an oxidizer. So chlorination right. is a disinfectant. But what happens is that chlorine, you know, when it comes in contact with organics, organics absorb that chlorination. And so, you know, you have natural iron content, right? There's other organic compounds in there. And so when the algae, you know, escaped, the chlorination basically got absorbed because of the algae. And then that's where you have a bunch of brown dead algae. And they're saying it's safe to drink. You're drinking basically algae carcass at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what you really should do if you live in Greeley is go to your bathroom and pull the lid off the holding tank of the toilet and see the discoloration because that's exactly what's in the water that you're drinking.
So is it the residents that are bringing this to light or is the city so-called recognizing this?
Well, this was brought to light by the city, but residents were complaining, so they called all the major news agencies, you know, Channel 9, Channel 4, Channel 7, to, you know, to report. And the other thing that I'm, you know, questioning is that Greeley, and we'll cover this too, spent, I'm going to guess, tens of millions of dollars on this Terry Ranch project. And Terry Ranch project was a massive underground water source, you know, that was to eliminate these drought issues. And so that's been going on since 2003, and it's still not completed.
There's a bunch of money then.
So Terry Ranch project, and so this is what Greeley puts on the website. Summer's warm temperatures provide an excellent breeding ground for algae blooms in source water reservoirs. The molecules from these algae blooms can release a swampy and earthy taste and odor into the water. Despite undesirable taste and odor, the water is still safe to drink. Who wants to drink stinky water?
Sure.
Okay. Greeley staff strives to detect algae blooms early by conducting weekly testing during peak algae bloom months. Now, that's exactly what we this official state document called for.
Okay.
But I think it's safe to say that didn't happen.
Right.
Right? Because if it would have happened, then this would have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Okay. You agree with me so
yep.
far in that?
So
All
far.
Right. Okay. So that's why I use that analogy about, you know, if you have your insurance, you have to be your own medical advocate because, you know, in a way, you're paying for a water bill, but you got to be your own advocate for safe drinking water, and that's why everybody should have a point of use reverse osmosis.
Right. Now, testing that, you do when you come out, your main test is initially just for the hardness of water, correct?
Correct. Well, we do hardness. We do total chlorine, right, because you want to know how much chlorine you're drinking. And so we do that. We do total dissolved solid test. So, and we also can do a pH test because acidic water can be something that you're fighting in a municipal water system. So we try to cover everything we can.
Right. The number to get that free in-home water test is 303-862-5554. When you call, be sure and mention you heard Paul here on KLZ 560 and Water Talk. And, hey, he will come out, so if you know folks in Greeley, all Greeley residents, get Paul out there. Take control of your water. If they've been working on this since 2003, quick math, 23 years, probably going to take a while to
get this reservoir corrected. The Terry Reservoir, Scott, this is the thing. This was supposed to eliminate the drought, you know, issues with the water supply, and it's still not completed. Mm-hmm. I think, who's that House representative? Took over for your friend that's running for governor.
Oh, Lauren Boebert?
Yeah. No. She moved. It was somebody else. Lauren Moot changed districts.
Right.
And so, who's your friend running for governor again?
Greg Lopez.
Right. Yeah. So Greg was, all right, the same seat that Greg took over for a short time. I forget the fellow's name, sorry. Anyway, he helped secure federal funds, you know, for a pipeline. So there's still a pipeline that has to be built. But the thing that concerns me is that, once again, you got a water reservoir that's supposed to eliminate this issue. Reservoir is not completed. You got a monitoring plan by the state of Colorado, and I just read this little blurb from Greeley that says this is what we do to prevent it, and it didn't get prevented. And what happened then is that they have these carbon filters that are supposed to help mitigate this algae, but the carbon got overrun because carbon absorbs organics. So let's ask the question, does algae eat chlorine? That's a good question, don't you think? Does algae eat chlorine? Because chlorine is a disinfectant agent of water, right?
Right.
Are you impressed so far?
I am.
Okay. Algae are simple plant-like organisms, often microscopic, found in various aquatic environments. Chlorine is widely used as a chemical disinfectant. While it may seem algae consumes chlorine when water turns green, algae do not biologically eat it. Their presence and growth impact chlorine levels through chemical reaction. Chlorine acts as a powerful oxidizing agent against algae. When introduced into water, it forms a hypochlorous acid. That active from a form of disinfectant. This acid attacks and disrupts algae cells, walls, and membranes, damaging internal structures. This process effectively inactivates and destroys all algae cells. So long story short, algae doesn't eat it, but because it's an organic plant-based, it absorbs it, takes it out of the water. So meaning you don't have enough chlorine in the water to bleach it or to dissolve the algae even further. So then that's why we had the leftover residue and discoloration.
Right. You were asking, who did Greg take over for six? Ken Buck. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Ken Buck
finally
retired.
Hit me what you were asking. Okay. Okay.
All right. So environmental conditions. Environmental conditions also play a substantial role in reducing chlorine's effectiveness, promoting algae growth, sunlight. So we're in the ultraviolet UV ray heaven here, right?
Okay, right.
Our elevation. So the UV rays are going to, you know, in natural organics in the water, cause the algae just to blow up, pretty much. Okay, perfect recipe. But with the chlorination aspect of it, chlorine gets in there, and if you don't have enough of it to fight the algae, then, you know, you can kill it. But then, you know, you don't have enough chlorine that basically can dissolve or bleach the water to get rid of the discoloration or the earthy taste. So that earthy taste, in a sense, is, you know, dead algae.
In your opinion, what's it going to take for them to solve this?
Well, eventually, hopefully it'll go away. You know, they'll clean it up. I saw an article that Greeley told folks, I think it was a Nine News article, that said, well, if you don't like the taste, just put a, you know, slice of cucumber or a lemon in your glass of water.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. That's silly. So, okay. You sent an article. I want to cover this real quick about Adams County.
Yes.
Adams County is adding, they said, a plant. Now, did you notice how long they were building that? Didn't they say like 5 years or 8 years, you remember
I
that?
I think it was, yeah. And it is a plant,
right.
Basically.
To remove PFAS.
To remove PFAS.
Okay, so help me out here. 5 years from 2026 is 2021, right? Okay,
right.
So before you and I met, right? They've been working on this. So here's my question. We didn't know about PFAS until 2024. So how could they be building a plant since 2021 to fight PFAS unless they knew about this issue well before they informed the public about it?
Right.
You follow my logic here?
I do.
Yeah, because we started, we're going on, you know, year four, we're almost at year five now.
I know.
Right, doing this and informing the public. So I caught that. It's like, so this has been under construction for 5 years. And so I did the math. So that means in 2021, well, I can guarantee you in 2021, nobody was talking about forever chemicals and water supply.
That facility, $80 million.
Duh! Can you believe that? $80 million.
How many water softeners and point of use RO systems?
The whole state.
All right. And it was funded largely by a $61 million federal grant. The project is specifically designed to treat and filter out PFAS from the local groundwater supply.
Federal grant money. So let's talk about grants real quick. Do you mind? So grants are tax dollars. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
So if a government issues a business, you know, a private individual or a municipality, a grant, that's basically free tax dollars that they don't have to pay back. So technically, that's almost like redistribution of wealth because you're taking money from somebody else, giving it to another person for their benefit. Okay. The news called it operates like a water softener. And I've saw in other articles where it's not ion exchange resin. So they're getting that wrong. It's an anion resin. Anion resin was indicated one of three things that are approved by the EPA to remove forever chemicals. However, anion resin is super sensitive. Now, we need to call Falcon, Colorado, to see how their anion resin system is doing. The Air Force helped pay for that because anion resin is so sensitive. There's three things I want to ask the question, and you and I have to put on our reporter hat and go find this out. One, what are they doing with all that discharge water? Are they cleaning the anion resin with water softening salt? So that's a really thick brine solution that's going to go into the municipal waste system. Two, all the PFAS that they're going to rinse from the anion resin, where is that going? Mm-hmm. Is that being dumped back into the plat? Is that going into underground injection where some aquifer is filling up with PFAS water? Where's that wastewater going to go? The third and final question is that we know that anion resin is so sensitive. Are they just using it and thinking, okay, you know, it's going to last for a certain amount of time and then we're just going to keep replenishing the resin?
Right.
And at $80 million, let's talk about the last $1 billion project that Adams County Water did when they sent letters to everybody saying, hey, your water is going to be almost soft. Dial down the water softeners because we got this salt-free media. But I can't remember the name of it, but I believe it came from Germany. And that whole process was over $1 billion-plus. And that's when they raised the sales tax, went up to 9%.
Hmm.
Now, I can tell you right now that the water hardness in Commerce City Reunion in Adams County is just as hard as it was before this water mitigation for, you know, softer water.
Right.
It didn't last very long.
Wow.
So, you know, these are, you know, questions, and it goes back to, you know, what I said. It's really up to us to pay attention and responsible for our water quality because anybody that gets a grant that's tax dollars, we know what happens when you get government money and you get programs that the government puts together. It just opens up for fraud mm-hmm. and abuse.
Sure.
And out of that $80 million, how much was paid for consultants?
Yeah, no telling. And we'll probably never know.
Right?
Yeah. You're listening to Water Talk with Paul the Waterman. Brought to you by Water Pros. 303-862-5554 is the number. Call now. Hey, get on Paul's schedule for your free in-home water test. We'll come back. He's got a water report we're going to break down. Did you say that's from Well Water?
Well Water and Well Water County. Users.
Yep, all right. Yep. So, hey, all our well folks out there, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We got to hit a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking to gear up for your next hunt, fishing trip, or camping adventure? Head to the Outdoorsman's Attic, Colorado's largest consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear, located at 2650 West Hamden. Hey, this is Scott with Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and you'll find wall-to-wall outdoor gear to firearms and ammo. You'll find incredible selection at unbeatable prices, plus clothing over 90 days old is up to 50% off, so there's always great deals waiting. Whether you're upgrading gear or just getting started, the Outdoorsman's Attic is a must-stop. Mention Sportsman of Colorado for additional discounts. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where smart outdoorsmen shop. Tell them Scott sent you. It's 2650 West Hamden.
Are you tired of dealing with hard water, stains, or just poor water quality in your home? Do you worry about forever chemicals that have been found in nearly all municipal water supplies? These toxic chemicals, which can linger in the environment and the human body for extended periods, have been linked to various health risks. Municipal water also has chlorine and lead and can have other bacteria. These contaminants can also impact your health. A water filter from Water Pros can provide clean, safe drinking water right from your tap. At WaterPros, we believe everyone deserves clean, refreshing water right from the tap. Whether it's whole home water systems, reverse osmosis, or water softeners, WaterPros has you covered with customized, high-quality solutions tailored to your needs. Best of all, installation is quick, seamless, and done by our expert technicians. Plus, you'll love our affordable pricing and industry-leading warranties. So why wait? Join thousands of satisfied homeowners and experience the WaterPros difference today. Visit waterpros.net or call Paul the Waterman at 303-862-5554 for a free consultation. WaterPros. Quality water. Better life.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley, and I want to take a moment to share something personal with you. I recently had cataract surgery performed by Dr. Robert Fish, and I couldn't be more pleased with the results. From the very first appointment, Dr. Fish made me feel completely at ease. He took the time to explain everything, answered all my questions, and guided me through the entire process. On surgery day, his professionalism and care were second to none. And let me tell you, the difference is incredible. Colors are brighter, my vision is sharper, and it's like looking at the world with brand new eyes. If you've been putting off cataract surgery, don't wait any longer. I can personally recommend Dr. Robert Fish. He truly gave me back my vision and my confidence. So take it from me, Scott Whatley. Call Dr. Robert Fish today and see life more clearly. Call 303-730-0404. Colorado Eye Consultants, where clear vision begins.
KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk. My name is Scott Whatley. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Paul the Waterman is with us from Water Pros. I know I just gave the number, but I'm going to give it to you again, 303-862-5554 for your free in-home water test. All right, water report from a well water client.
Well County, this is out in Kersey Farm, and first thing that came to my attention was the water hardness was 66 grains per gallon. 66. Now, we know extreme hard water starts at 10.
I started to say, I've never even heard you mention
66
that
grains per gallon. That's instant rock. That's instant calcification. The other thing that's extremely...
So what did you know? Let me kind of break this into steps. What did you notice in the house when you went through as far as looking at faucets?
Well, yeah, you have instant... At 66 grains per gallon, Scott, there's instant calcium in every fixture. Every faucet and fixture at 66 grains per gallon, it's like, you know, clogging, you know, your pipes with calcium. So if calcium is a liquid called calcium carbonate, as it oxidizes, it converts to a scale. It makes a rock. Isn't that amazing about water? You can have you have an element in there called calcium carbonate, which is water hardness. Mm-hmm. Air comes in contact with it. And it solidifies to a scale, which is rock. And it builds up in layers and layers. And the only way to get rid of it is with soft water or, that acid, CLR, which is harmful to, you know, the septic system. So let's take this one step at a time. Good thought. So what kind of water softener do you think you would need for 66 grains per gallon? Well, I'll tell you this much. And do you think a single tank softener could handle that?
No.
And the reason being is because it's going to use the same dirty water to backwash. So if I'm at 66 grains per gallon, get your calculator real quick. Do you mind? We're going to do this live. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Take 66,000. Wait a minute. Forgive me. Take 32,000 divided by 66. Hang on, I'm doing it wrong. Okay, so if I've got a 32,000 grain water softener and my hardness is 66 grains, that's 484 gallons of water that softener can clean before it has to go for a backwash, okay? But here's the problem. If I'm only cleaning 484 gallons of water and then I got to go through a cleaning cycle, and I'm using the same dirty water to go through the cleaning cycle, I'm not going to be effective.
Right.
Because I'm using the same amount of hardness that I'm filtering to clean it.
Is there an average use of gallons a home uses?
Well, they say, Scott, that kids from 15 to adult could use 100 gallons of water a day. Now, I don't know how effective that is with modern-day appliances. But so a family of four, that thing would have to cycle once a day. But if I'm using that same dirty water to rinse the filtration system, mm-hmm. that's not going to work.
Right.
So 484 gallons of water isn't a lot of water to begin with. So that's where you need a dual-tank water softener, so it alternates, right, goes from one tank to the next. And then while the second tank is providing the family soft water, it also uses soft water to clean the first tank.
And at that level of hardness, which looks like I've never even heard of in the years we've been doing this show, well, would filters need to be changed?
No, the only thing you would do is you would go through a lot of water softening salt. But so in addition to that hardness number, can I ask you one more favor, please?
Yeah.
Can you take 66 times 17.1?
Times 66 times what?
17.1. That's 1,128 part per million of total dissolved solids. So 66 grains per gallon of hardness converted to a part per million or milligram per liter is 1,128. Their total dissolved solid number was 2,080. So the water is too hard to be safe for drinking water, right, because of the total dissolved mm-hmm. solid issue all itself. They're independent. In addition to the hardness number, their total dissolved solid is 2,080. So I say that. So at that TDS level of 1,128, what is a water softener? It's an ion exchange. It takes one ion and exchanges it for another. So the water softening salt is sodium chloride. Hard water is calcium carbonate. The calcium and the chloride go down the drain into the leach field, which is food. And nobody's ever called us to challenge that, you know, water softeners kill septic systems. Could I put that challenge out there? Did anybody call us?
No.
Nobody called us, did they? Anybody call you, Charlie? No one called Charlie.
No.
Okay. So at that point, then the byproduct coming out of the tap is sodium carbonate, which is baking soda. So if I've got high hardness like that, the baking soda will actually precipitate out of the water. So when you got water like this, you're going to have a white powdery substance because of extremely hard and high TDS. And it's unsafe to drink. The EPA says that well water that's at 500 or above is unsafe to drink. The water hardness at this level, that's like kidney stones and gallstones. I mean, instantly. It's just instant calcium.
Now, is this a new residence or people live there?
They've been living there for a long time, and
so they've been.
And so we're gonna fix it. We're gonna put in, you know, recommend a dual tank softener for sure, and then also what we want to do is that, you know, we're gonna do a light commercial grade point of use reverse osmosis drinking water system, because no standard RO unit can handle TDS over 2,000.
Wow.
So let's recap. You need a dual tank softener because the water's this hard, has no choice, right? A single tank softener, just there's not enough soldiers in the fight.
Now, we say that's 66. Normal is like 10, 12. 10. That's hard.
Right.
So at what level would you say you, no questions asked, you need a dual tank?
Well, anything that's over 15 grains per gallon.
Okay.
When you get to 20 grains per gallon, so here's what happens. All right, you and Victoria, all right, live in Highlands Ranch, Hardwater Capital, USA, and you guys can absolutely get away with, you know, a single tank softener because there's only two people at home and you don't use a lot of water. Plus,
right.
We set up what we call an extra regen process. And that extra regen process we do is specifically designed to help offset that softener using dirty water. So, you know, a single tank softener can flourish and flourish for a long time, but you want to give it extra, you know, cleaning cycles to help, you know, make up the fact that, hey, I've got dirty water.
It is Water Pros. 303-862-5554 is the number. Again, free in-home water test and for well water users, you know, here in the city, wherever. Paul will come out, see you, do the water test. And again, this is an educational stop, okay, not a selling stop. I mean this. There is no hard sale here. Paul will probably give you more education than just touches of what you hear on this show every week, just about your water. And it could be different, you know, from just your neighbor. So 303-862-5554 is the number. All right. So what were these people noticing in the water then that made you, you know, that made them want to call you?
Well, it's been years. They did a water analysis. They finally went out and sent the sample to Weld County. You know, I'm going to talk about Weld County, too. So there's a couple things. Weld County, they don't get right. One, water is super acidic. If you're at a pH of 6.5 to 6.9, it's acidic water. It's going to attack and eat copper pipes. So there's not ideally, you want water, so it's non-aggressive, to be at a pH factor of 7 or above. And I've seen some issues where Weld County says that's acceptable. It's absolutely not. The second thing, the backup to support this, is there's a thing that's called the Langler-Reisner Index that measures the total corrosivity of water. So this is normally a well water. So there's many other factors involved. There's alkalinity, there's temperature, there's hardness. And that can, you know, give you an index of, is my water going to act aggressive? When you have water that's close to 500 or over 500, that's not safe to drink. So we have to point that out as well. You know, and I've seen, you know, water tests from Weld County at people's home that, you know, don't, that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of concerns me. So I think, you know, I'm going to put that on my list of people I want to talk to and say, hey, you know, are you aware of this? I had a lady on a side note at Arapahoe County that tried to tell somebody that a water softener will affect their septic system, and of course it will not. So I got them on the phone and had a nice conversation, and why would you say that? And then told them about the EPA's article that we read on this show, mm-hmm. where the EPA clearly states that water softeners, in most cases, 9 times out of 10, actually benefit a leach field. Now, in certain scenarios where there's natural high sodium content in water, which can happen up north, that can affect the bacterial balance. But majority, 99.999% of the folks, you know, don't have that high sodium issue. And so water softeners, it doesn't put raw salt in the leach field. That's why, remember, we say this, you know, it's ion exchange. The calcium and the chloride go down the drain. That's not aggressive. That's not acidic. The byproduct of a water softener is sodium carbonate. That's baking soda. That's not aggressive. That's not acidic. But the calcium and all the minerals are going to feed the bacteria. So in this situation here, you've got extremely hard water. You're at 66 grains per gallon. When you go and you visit a home like this, the kitchen sink, is the calcium overruns the faucet fixtures, the shower heads. It's going to plug the pipes. They've had to replace, you know, pipes because of, you get a pipe that gets clogged, and then now you've got a pressure issue, so it's either going to block up completely or it's going to explode.
Okay. Now, is this water report from Weld County?
Yes.
Okay. So, not to go through all the scientific terms, but just break that down real quick of what all they test for, just for knowledge.
So, Weld County, this is a pretty, you know, in-depth test. They tested for sulfates, and their sulfates were high, and high sulfates make it unsafe to drink. They also tested, I mentioned the total dissolved solids. They did a coliform and E. coli. They've got fluoride and chloride in the water, which is natural occurring element. The sulfates were at 873 milligrams per liter. That's enough to create tummy aches and irritable bowel issues. The nitrates were at 17.5. The EPA states you can't be over 10. And the problem with nitrates in the water is when you boil water, like making a pot of spaghetti,
right. When
the water boils down, the nitrates increase. Nitrates don't boil off. And all these I'm talking to you about are part of that total dissolved solid number. But the hardness itself made the TDS number, made the water unsafe to drink. Hmm. Remember, anything that's over 500 is not safe to drink. Remember that Dr. Alan E. Bannick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The book we did.
So he basically, he... hard water can lead to kidney stones, gallstones, glaucoma. I had a family friend who, you know, lived to be close to 88 years old, but I remember she went to the doctor and they reported that she had calcium deposits around her heart and her main artery, and that's because years of drinking hard water. Wow. So water, remember, is inorganic. See, second thing we need to talk about, though, on a side note, think about what you're doing, because now we know there's microplastics all over the place.
Sure.
Now we know that there's microplastics. Every heart victim, did you see that article, Fox News? Every heart attack patient has microplastics in their heart.
Oh, really?
Every single one tested that. I sent that. Did you see that?
Oh, that's right. You sent. Okay, I thought you meant something recent. No. Yeah you sent that. Yeah.
Yes. So we should maybe get Dr. Grant Bailey to give his opinion on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, your cardiologist. Yep. Yeah. Say, hey, what do you think, Doc? Arsenic's in the water. Copper's in the water. Now, Scott, this is something I got to share with you that's a little silly. Copper's in the water at 49.4. Now, why would you have copper in the water? Because the water is aggressive. This is the only thing, and Colorado is unique. I'm sure Utah is the same. I can have extremely hard water, but my pH at 6.97. Now, here's the thing to think about. Water this hard is going to coat around pipes. So if the water is aggressive, most likely there's going to be areas where it's not going to aggressive water. It won't get to the copper in the pipes because it's got all that calcium in it. Mm-hmm. But there is sections of pipe that if it doesn't have calcium, copper pipe, the aggressive water will eat copper from the inside out. So they have copper in the water, and the water is acidic. They have extremely hard water. Crazy hard water, and it's still acidic at 6.97. 6.97, I've been doing this for 35 years. You need, water has to be at 7 or above. And if it's below 7, it's aggressive. It'll attack the copper pipes.
Right. Does Will County charge the homeowner to come out and do this, or is this something that you
They take a sample and send it to the lab. I think they spent probably close to about $350 for this test.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a good thing people should do. Well, Weld County's doing it because the state lab got shut down.
Sure.
At 1,130 milligrams per liter of hardness. That in itself is not safe to drink.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Weld County. Call 303-862-5554. Get your free in-home water test. And Paul will come out. And again, whether you're in the city or out in the country and well, whatever, Paul can help you. And once again, the number, 303-862-5554. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the products. We did this several weeks back, and a lot of people really enjoyed that segment. So we're going to tell you some of your options here. Like Paul was just talking about the dual water softener. When do you need that? So don't go anywhere. More coming right back with Paul the Waterman.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Scott Watley alongside Paul the Waterman. All right, Paul, let's talk about some good USA products because that's all you have.
USA, made in the USA. So, Scott, let's say this. I think everybody needs to have a point of use reverse osmosis. So if you go to waterpros.net, we have all our RO systems with pricing and brochures are on our website.
Which that alone sets you apart because nobody
does that. Nobody. Right. Second, here's something else. I got the Haystack Help Radio Special.
All right.
So we have a
let's do it. Let's help these people in Greece and all these places. That
three
don't have
quarters
good water.
Of it. Yeah, we're going to do a 3/4 cubic foot smart computer water softener. Okay, with a tankless reverse osmosis. You ready? $3,900. Wait a minute. $3,600.
Okay, I wasn't going to let you go up.
Right. $3,600.
$3,600.
Yes.
Water softener.
And a tankless.
Okay.
Top of the line, state of the art reverse osmosis. Those things are real. You know, I went to Alabama and put one of those in, and I couldn't believe how easy they were to install.
Really?
Really. Wow. I mean, they have this thing they call an angle stop. You adapt it to the cold water connection, and you connect it. You know, get your water, you can get your RO faucet installed. It's just easy peasy. It's something that, you know, what that means is that if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you could do this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 3/4 cubic foot smart computer water softener is going to be good for family 2, family 3, family 4. It's a smart computer system. So you're going to have soft water 24/7. You're going to have 600 gallons of drinking water a day for $3,600 installed.
Wow. That's a good deal.
It is, isn't it?
It's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
If I didn't have one, I'd buy another one.
There you go. hey, do you have a brother?
I don't have a brother.
You don't
I wish
have a brother?
I had a brother
you
man.
Don't have a brother, really?
I always wanted a brother.
You got a guest house, don't you, on that big estate of yours?
Yeah. Most time I'm in it. Yeah. It's called the dog house, so it's a different name for mine. All right, so installed. Now, got to be transparent. Paul comes out, you got 66 grains of water.
That's hardness. Not going to work.
That ain't going to work. All right, this isn't for everyone, but it fits most.
Fits most. Listen, a dual tank water softener, you're looking about $4,400. I don't mind telling people what our price is. See, one of the reason why I do that, Scott, is because I'm trying to stop, right, this dog and pony scare tactics, and then people scare the jeebus out of folks, and they're like, okay, well, you know, you need $12,000 to fix it, and people are looking at, well, geez, okay. Other companies are trying to get a water filtration system at the same price point as a furnace and air conditioner package.
Right.
And so not to get off script, but this is why having a one-party rule is killing the state. The state of Colorado is mandating super efficiency hot water heaters and furnaces. So modern day hot water heaters like we had before are gone. Now we have to buy these efficiency units, and I don't think they're going to be so efficient. And the ratings that they got for these efficiency hot water units wasn't because of in-field studies that were done. It was something that they claimed they did in a laboratory. In a controlled environment. So water quality is going to affect operation of these appliances.
Right.
So I'm willing to bet you with these new modern-day hot water heaters that the state is making everybody sell, hard water is going to eat them up.
Have you seen problems with tankless water heaters, with hard water? Does that play a role in that too?
Yeah, a lot of companies, a lot of tankless hot water heater companies, we've seen the warranties. And the warranties, if you have water over 11 grains per gallon, you'll void the warranty on a tankless hot water heater.
Really?
Yes. Tankless hot water heaters are supposed to be flush once a year. Hey, did you know now modern day hot water heaters, in the warranty aspect of it, they're required to be flush once a year?
Well, I bet most people don't know that.
That's right.
Or do that.
Well, now we're telling you, if you've got a modern day hot water heater, even one that is probably less than 4 years old, if you read the warranty on the manual, they require, A. O. Smith does, requires a once-a-year hot water heater flush.
Interesting.
If you don't do that, then you risk voiding your warranty. But a water softener eliminates that.
Right. So you have a single-tank water softener. You have a dual-tank water softener.
Yes. Then we have a crown jewel of water filtration.
Okay.
It's the matrix. It's the whole house does not, it all.
And by that we mean, usually we say point of use, which usually means the kitchen sink, correct?
Right.
All right. But now whole house means just that.
So the matrix is a multimedia filtration system. It's a conditioner. We use in one tank, it's got two chambers. And chamber one has KDF-55 with activated carbon. That's going to get rid of the forever chemicals, the total chlorine content, gets rid of lead, gets rid of bacteria resistant. The bottom chamber has resin, so it's going to remove the hardness. Smart computer system operation. But then, that one unit does it all for the whole entire house. Then, can you imagine your RO system is only having to focus on pharmaceuticals because everything else is taken care of?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
All right. So you got that for water softeners. And then for your RO systems, we have our
tankless RO on sale. We got a TC400.
And the one is good for renters.
Right. Because you can plumb it to the exact. Thank you. You can plumb it to the cold water line, the main kitchen faucet. So absolutely. So go to waterpros.net, check out our products page. All our brochures are there. All our pricing's there. Check out our blog, all the great information we have. Go to YouTube, check out Paul the Waterman, and listen to all our past radio shows, and spread the word.
Yeah.
One of the things, if you subscribe to our channel, I appreciate it. I try to put little blurbs in 20-second, 25-second, bits to just ask the question, disinfectant byproducts is poison. That's in our water supply. Can you imagine the levels of disinfectant byproducts in Greeley water? Jeez. Because, what is a disinfectant byproduct? That's why when they say it's safe to drink, I wish I would have thought of this earlier at the beginning of the show. A disinfectant byproduct is basically chlorine mixed with organics. Can you imagine what the levels of halocytic acid and trihalomethanes were because of chlorination mixed with that algae, which is an organic?
Mm-hmm.
That, son, that had to be just crazy. I used your word.
Son?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
See, I'm getting into the Texas lingo here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But, no, seriously, that's not good. Ultraviolet light filtration.
When does that come into play? Should everybody have that?
You know, I think so now because of all the viruses and bacteria. Mm-hmm. We did it, you know, look at the shows we did and the information we went through on these unregulated contaminants, and they had viruses and bacteria. I'm convinced, Scott, that the COVID virus spread, you know, through our drinking water. I wish, you know, we could ask Fauci, but he would have pled the fifth. Can you believe that? A guy gets a pardon and pleads the fifth?
111 times.
What is that? If that's not a criminal, I don't know what is. No wonder he wanted the pardon.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ugh.
Now, if somebody wants to add the ultraviolet light to your $3,600 special, what would that be?
Okay, so ultraviolet lights, you're going to probably, a decent one, Scott, so it can filter the whole entire house and make sure you get all that protection, you're going to spend about $1,800, $1,900.
Okay.
But it's worth it. I have one in my house. You know, it zaps the viruses, the bacteria. So I've got the Matrix system, I've got the tankless RO, and I got the ultraviolet light. That's my choice because I want everything gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a side, I want to share something real quick. Folks that have dogs and have puppies, okay, be careful about, you know, feeding them swimming pool water or taking a squirt gun, you know, because I've seen, firsthand, chlorine can make dogs sick, and people don't realize that. So I just wanted to put that FYI out there that, you know, doggies in chlorinated water don't go well.
Our golden loves our RO water.
Right?
It does. 303-862-5554 is the number. It is Water Pros. When you call, be sure and let them know you heard them here on Water Talk. Tell them Scott sent you, and Paul will come out, do your water test for you. And see what you need to get your water healthy to drink.
$3,600, man. Softener and a tankless RO. $3,600. Haystack Help Radio Special.
All right.
Operators are standing by.
Paul, have a good weekend.
You too, brother. Take care.
Thanks for being with us today for Water Talk. Hope you have a great, great weekend. And we'll talk to you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.